nice long intro, outro, whatever that's called. Knight and Rosebush here on Nerox, and they are joining us in studio now. Welcome to the both of you.
Thanks so much.
Hello.
And it's been about, what?
4 months.
Has it been? It's been four months?
I've been counting the days, yeah.
It's been four months. The last time we were in was right before the CD release, and that was March.
Yeah. Wow. It doesn't feel like that long.
No, it doesn't. Nope. It was colder. It was much colder.
Well, yeah, that's Cleveland for you.
It was still precipitous as it is today, though.
So what have you guys been up to?
We have been working on some writing, working on some new material that we're going to show you today. We've got some good news.
Yeah. We have distribution through in Japan now. The record came out, and a Japanese record company contacted us. They're smaller label, 2670 Records. They put out kind of shoegaze, dream pop-esque rock music. So we're pretty happy to have that over there. They're getting together the package now. So
was it really just kind of like an out of the blue email? It
started by selling a few records over there, and then they contacted us. Yeah.
All right. So it wasn't like that. Those scam emails. I've got $1 million.
That it was. We were real worried at first that it was. You just never know. But
it wasn't any Kenyan
prince overseas or anything.
They didn't tell us about anyone that they needed to, you know, give us an inheritance to hold to, and they didn't ask for bank account numbers.
Well, not immediately, at least.
Now, will there be a Japanese version of the album coming out?
They are reprinting everything in Japanese.
That is terrific.
It has the one bonus track on it that we sent over to you guys. They called Crazy. They asked for a bonus track. That's pretty much standard in Japanese for American bands to have their edition with something a little bit extra for the Japanese audience. It prevents them from just importing everything. And it'll come out with like an old, like a poster like you used to have in the 90s inserts, like in the 90s with the lyric booklet.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
That's great.
So here's the other question. Are you guys going to translate it into Japanese?
Meaning sing it in Japanese?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear my impression of how that would be? I would really like to try, but if we do, that will be a couple years down the road.
Well, why don't we hear the track? It's okay to play.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. Right. I hope so.
We're about to find out.
What time is it in Japan? We'll find out.
If they're listening, guys, sorry.
Well, here is Crazy, the special track on the Japanese edition of Whisper here on Nerox.
We'll be right back.
Nights with Crazy here on Neo Rocks. I didn't catch that before when I previewed the track.
Yeah, that's Chris.
That's Chris? Alan. Okay.
That was probably about 3:30 a.m. the night after we did the Cellar Door show that we came in here and we promoted.
Yeah.
That was literally walking from the stage into the studio and doing a drum take, multiple drum takes. That was probably like 3:30, 4 a.m. in the morning when he was screaming that stuff. So
it could have been worse is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
So is that a track that you guys had already started prior to the label?
It was prior to the label, actually. The story of how that came to be is at our CD release, an engineer, Tim Long from Studio C, came up and offered us some free studio time because he liked the band. And we knew that our drummer, Chris, was moving in a couple days. And so we were kind of like, yeah, if we can pull an all-nighter and make it happen immediately, then we can do it. And the guys went in there and they just stayed up all night and they tracked all the drums before he left to California. So it was really amazing. And I feel like it was meant to be, of course, because then we were asked by Japan that we need a bonus track, and he would have been long gone. We wouldn't have been able to pull it off.
Yeah, I don't know. We probably would have had to pull something from the...
That was a situation where the stars aligned.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so Chris has been in California.
He's been in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have this show this weekend.
Yep, we're playing Friday. We are flying him out here. He gets to feel like a big rock star being flown across the country for a show.
Does he come with a rider?
No.
Now?
No, he is asking for a couch to sleep on. Such a diva.
So selfish.
Yeah.
What is wrong with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be here 9 p.m. on Thursday night, and then we take the stage at 9 p.m. Friday night. So it's going to be a whirlwind. We're going to be playing a lot that day. So
when does he leave then?
6 p.m. the next day.
Wow.
On Saturday.
Okay.
So
in and out. Busy okay. Dude.
So tell us about the show that's coming up.
The show Friday is with Joy Formidable. I fell in love with them with the song Worrying. And I think even Frank can appreciate the guitar work on that song. And I love female rockers, and Ritzy, who fronts that band, is just, she's so good, and I can't wait to see her live. So we are really honored to play for them.
Yeah, I think it's a good fit. Our audiences probably overlap pretty well, so looking forward to it.
And that is a Grog Shop Presents at the Beachland.
At the Beachland, yeah.
The ballroom, at 9 p.m. Friday night.
And you can get information for that show both at Beachland's website and Grog Shop's website. I think I saw it today. I was going through Grog Shop's schedule, trying to find shows, and that one popped up. I'm like, so. And how did you guys end up on that show?
Grog Shop offered it to us, knowing that it might be a little tough to pull off, but
it was going to be worth it. So.
We think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. Do we want to hear another track from you guys? What do you want to...
Well, that's up to you.
I think
up
we
to
should.
The audience,
it's your stage.
Yeah, so yeah. We're gonna play another track. Which one do you want to play first?
Glow?
Let's play Glow.
Yeah,
Glow?
Sure.
All right. Here's Glow by Knights right now on Neo Rocks. We'll be right back.
You guys have the coolest outros, though. For
thanks.
Real.
Yeah. I can't take credit for those.
We tried to make everything pretty seamless. So I like outros, long ones, a lot.
Have you thought about doing like a compilation of like all the outros together?
I thought about just doing a disc of a disc like of it. Yeah, I'm just doing stuff like that. Yeah.
Just a disc of outros. Is it really an outro?
It's
then?
Not really an outro then.
Well, part of it would be
the intro. Would be the outro. Would be the middle. Would be the bridge.
All kinds of confusing.
We did put a lot of time into transitioning one song to the next and trying to get them to flow seamlessly and
try to do that live too. So I mean, ideas come out of just doing that. You should come up with a different outro out of a different track depending on what your set is like. You get song ideas, you get outro ideas, you get intro ideas.
Wait, so. you mean like planning a set before the show?
Yeah, we try to.
Wow.
Don't even look at me on that one.
You've got to have a show to plan a show.
Yeah. But that is one of the things about your last release is everything was so fluid from one track to the next. It was just, yeah. And that's how you guys are live as well. And I think the audience could really connect with you better that way too.
So I remember at the Cellar Door show, there was a photographer that was there that I was talking with, and he's like, you know, most of this music really isn't my thing. I'm a metal guy. I'm usually at like Mushroomhead shows, and I'm like, well, have you liked anything? He's like, yeah, there was that one band that with a little blonde on stage. They were really, really good. I'm like, oh, nice. Like, yeah, he was like, I wasn't expecting to hear that sound. And that was one of those things that even Jason and I said after the show. It's like, wow, the sound that comes off the stage with you guys. It not expected from the disc. That's for sure. You're even heavier live than
it's a lot heavier.
That's
live.
Good. That's good. I mean, you can go and reproduce the album for what it is, but we can't actually physically do that. We'd have to have an army of like 10 guitars playing at once. So we have to make up that for volume. You just turn up louder instead of having 10 guitar layers on there. So
there you go.
It just sounds like there's a lot more. Like live's different from the studio record and what you can do in a studio. So you embrace both sides of it, really. You know.
So my other question for this show coming up, I know for the Cellar Door show, you said you guys were supposed to have a light show. Do you have that for this one?
We haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided? Okay.
Yeah, I don't want... And we haven't really thought about it. We thought about doing something new. We might kind of do the same thing that we did Cellar Door that went over pretty well. It all depends, really. We have to find somebody to help run it, too. So,
yeah, the problem with lights is that's basically having a fifth band member that knows a song and does the lights well.
And's available.
Knows a set, is available, and wants to do it.
Right.
So,
once again... Let us know about the show.
This Friday, the 12th, Joy Formidable, Beachland Ballroom, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, yes.
So, and you can find out information about the show at, in terms of ticket pricing and getting tickets, at Beachland Ballroom's website as well as the Grog Shop. It is a Grog Shop Presents show.
Beachlandballroom.com, grogshop.gs.
And they told us that they think this one's supposed to sell out, so... I would buy pre-sale if it's something you want to catch.
Very cool.
It's not the kind that you walk into last minute on a whim, or you might not get in.
So where can people go to find out more information about you and the Japanese disc and all of that?
We regularly update the Facebook, which is facebook.com/Knights. And then our music is on knights.bandcamp.com. Pretty easy. Just put Knights in front of each of those websites and you'll find stuff.
Very cool. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Letting us know. And we got one last track. I didn't even realize, I'm not sure if you did this on purpose, but the last track, Walk Away.
We're walking away.
I say you stole a page out of my book. But here's Knights Walk Away off of Whisper on Nerox. Thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you.